I graduated from Boston University in 2004, and I did a couple different jobs. I worked in New York City as doing sales and commuting from the Jersey Shore into New York. It was a lot of time on a bus and didn't love it. So got out of the city and started doing real estate as an agent first, actually. Then as a residential real estate broker, managing a small team for a family member. And it was there that I started working with real estate investors. I started targeting deals for other real estate investors and finding them deal flow. And it was a good learning curve. You know, I got to sit by these guys and kind of see what it looked like to do a fix and flip. And I used to see the front end of it and the back end of it. And so I figured I could do it myself. And we did. So we jumped in, we started a wholesale business so that we could raise some capital and then start some fix and flips. And, you know, that was back in 2011, 2010. Where we started our own company, Integrity Holdings, was founded. And then we've grown to be one of the largest real estate investing residential companies in the state of New Jersey, doing over, you know, 175 plus flips and wholesales a year. And then as we sat back and started looking at what our life had become, we realized that we did a great job building ourselves a high-paying, highly taxed job. And even though we had a great team, we were doing well, we were expanding, we were making money. It wasn't the lifestyle that I wanted. We got into real estate, I think, for financial freedom, right? And I think a lot of us do ourselves a disservice by getting into real estate and not really having the plan to create that freedom, that passivity. So we transitioned full-time in the last 2 years into commercial real estate investing. So we focus now on large multifamily assets, self-storage complexes, and student housing complexes. This year, we have two LOIs out, so we might get that number up to about $88 million by the end of the year.